So our scripture reading today is from the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah, beginning at the first verse. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God within us, for the word of God among us. Thanks be to God.
You and I are not the first people to live in difficult political times. We are not the first people to feel as though our world might be at an end. We are not the first people who need that cycle of lament and comfort and hope. We are not the first people to turn to God in vexing, unstable times. About 540 BC, when this middle section of Isaiah was written, some of the best and brightest in Jerusalem had been taken into captivity in Babylon, an abduction that lasted for nearly 60 years. Now, can you imagine what kind of fear and hopelessness you would feel if your favorite political and religious leaders were banished from your nation for two generations, for about 60 years? So to put that in perspective, we're talking about going back to the Kennedy administration. Imagine those years since the beginning of the Kennedy administration and the political and religious leadership, the best and the brightest that we've had in this country. What if all of them had been taken away and their children and grandchildren were only now beginning to return to the land? You and I are not the first people to live in difficult political times. And the treasure of Isaiah is that we get to hear the fresh words of God's comfort, words that may be 2,500 years old, but that speak to us in a nation where leaders no longer value the truth, where gun violence is accepted as inevitable, where income disparity grows wider, where immigrant children are separated from their parents and detained, where many in this country deny their own racism, and where morality and justice are absent from the national dialogue. It's a dismal situation. It is a dismal situation, but it is not God's final word. You know, there's a reason that Martin Luther King Jr. used this passage from Isaiah in his 1963 speech, I Have a Dream. And as I'm looking out, I know that at least one person in this room was at that speech and heard Dr. King offer those words in 1963. Dr. King knew that the evils of segregation and racism were not God's final word. Singing is a way that God's people have worked through tragedy across the millennia. The songs of the civil rights struggle are familiar to many of us. And we're not going to sing We Shall Overcome. Sorry. However, I'm going to teach you a short refrain. So, George, this is when you and I get to sing together, my friend. I'm going to teach all of us a refrain, and some of you will know it because we've sung it in worship before. And it's the words of Isaiah. Comfort, comfort, O my people. Tell of peace, thus says our God. I'll teach it to you, and then I want you to join in. Comfort, comfort, O my people, tell of peace, thus says our God. Join me. Comfort, comfort, O my people, tell of peace, thus says our God. These words of comfort are driven into our souls when we sing them. When we sing together, we as God's people are inhaling and exhaling as one great organism, lifting up a prayer together. They become part of us, part of who we are, part of what we believe, not just on our heads, but in the marrow of our being. That short refrain can be part of your spiritual toolkit, the toolkit that you can bring with you everywhere you go. So when you're watching the evening news and you hear about another school shooting, you can sing, Comfort, comfort, O my people, tell of peace, thus says our God. And when you're listening to National Public Radio in your car and you hear about another string of untruths that have been released over Twitter, you can sing, Comfort, comfort, O my people, tell of peace, thus says our God. And when you read about the devastation of a hurricane and you see the island of Bermuda flattened, you can sing, Comfort, comfort, O my people, tell of peace, thus says our God. So now you have that refrain. It belongs to you. It goes with you wherever you are. Not that it's going to fix everything. It won't. But it may provide you with enough of God's energy, with enough spiritual juice to keep you going when things seem really grim. And God knows, we live in a nation right now where things can seem pretty grim. It is a hard time that we live in, my friends. And if you and I don't keep our spiritual batteries charged, we're not going to be able to engage the challenge and rise up to be co-creators of the realm of God here and now. It takes spiritual energy to go to the border with Mexico and bear witness. It takes spiritual energy to go to Cory Gardner's office and meet with his staff to witness to sane gun laws. It takes spiritual energy to work toward the end of homelessness in our community. And if you and I, if we as people of faith don't lean into our faith, we will lose hope and we will wither. The good news is that we have a very deep well to draw from. We have the words of the prophets. We have the teachings of Jesus. We have the presence of God in this very hour. I was looking at Krista Tippett's On Being website. You know On Being from National Public Radio? It's a great program. And there was a phrase that I just loved. Hope is a muscle. Hope is a muscle that needs a workout to grow and to develop. And like our forebears in the faith, we are being given an opportunity to do some spiritual weightlifting, to build up hope, to flex the muscles of our faith. And I know that we are an accomplished, self-reliant bunch of folks. But as I told you a few weeks back, you are not alone. And you don't have to do this on your own. We need hope, and we need to rely on our God. And things will change when we work together. Every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill made low. It takes courage to have hope in the face of evil. People of faith have been doing it for millennia. And now the hour has come for us to know that God has our backs, that we must have hope, and that we must rely on the God who is with us, and on Jesus who proclaimed God's realm of justice and peace that you and I pray for every Sunday. So sing with me.
Comfort, comfort, O my people, tell of peace, thus says our God.
Amen.